Baba Basra daf samachvav amad alef. Ve'eino mekabel estumo, and also that this particular kaveres, this beehive, does not receive tumo as long as it's in its place. Because the fact that it's connected to the ground is mevatel, takes away from her the name of a keli, and something which doesn't have the name of a keli is not mekabel tumo, does not receive tumo. And the same thing is va'roide mimeno, and one who goes ahead and takes out the honey from the chalas dvash, from the honey cones that in the kaveres b'Shabbos and Shabbos. So if he does it accidentally, he's chayiv chatos. He would be chayiv a karm chatos, just as if he would be tearing it out from the ground, because he has taken apart, he detached the honey from its place of its growth. And the Chachamim says that this kaveres, even after it was connected to the ground, eino kikarka, it is not considered to be like the ground, but it's rather like a keli. And since it's not like karka, you are not allowed to, you can't write a prusbol on it. It doesn't count as karka, so that if the loiva has it, you cannot make a prusbol on it. And also mekabelas tuma, and because it doesn't have, it's not like ground, and the name of the keli is not bottle, it does receive tuma, even bimkoima, even if it's in its designated place, just like a regular keli. V'roide mimenu b'Shabbos poter, and one who takes the honey out of the cones, from the honey cones, and Shabbos would be exempt from the chatos, because since he is not detaching it from the ground. So it turns out that we see from this Mishnah that the Tosefta, which made the difference between a pipe by a pipe, whether you engraved it and made the hole first and then you set it, to the situation where you set it and then you engraved the hole, does not go like Rabbi Lezer, because in his words, we see that even a kaveres, which he was engraved and then you place it, he says it has the same din as karka, but rather it goes like the rabbanon that hold that even after you connect it, the name of the keli has not left it, is not bottled from it. So the Gemara pushes away the evidence, the proof from the kaveres. From the words of Rabbi Lezer that was said before by Kaveres, we really don't have evidence and a proof that he holds that if something that was detached and then we connect it, that it is considered like attached, like Mechubar. And the Tosefta before that quoted is not really like his view, because Hossam, because over there in that case, by the kaveres, the disagreement and the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is not about the halacha of the kaveres, but rather with regards to the halacha of the honey which is inside the kaveres in its place where it grows. Even if the kaveres itself is not considered attached to the ground. Kidama Rabbi Lezer Taimer, Rabbi Lezer explained the reason. Omar Rabbi Lozor, because Rabbi Lozor says, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Lozor said, what is the reason of Rabbi Eliezer that he considers the honey as attached? The Ksiv, because it's written in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Yudalev, Pasuk of Zayin. Over there it's talking with regards to Yehoinuson, that he was going with his staff, and with his stick, it says, Vayitbol Oiso Bi'ares Hadavosh. He dipped the staff into the forest of honey. So the question is, what's the connection between the forest and the honey? So we have to say that the pasuk refers to the honey as a forest in order to equate their halacha and to teach us ma yar hatoyle mimenu b'Shabbos, that just like a forest, one who tears and detaches from it on Shabbos, accidentally would be chayv chatos, would be guilty of a chatos, because that's considered cutting off the malach of kaitzer. Avdu vasha reide mimenu b'Shabbos chayv chatos. Also honey, one who takes out the honey from the chalas dvash, from the honeycombs, b'shogeg on Shabbos would be chayv chatos. And that is because the honey itself is considered attached to its place that it's growing, even if the hive itself is not connected to the ground. So since this is the interpretation, we can't prove from here that the Tosefta Mikvos is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Kaveres, because it's very possible that even Rabbi Elazar will agree that a pipe that has been engraved first and made into a keli, and then you set it into the ground, the name of the keli does not leave it, and that would disqualify the mikvah. So the Gemara brings now that the proof of the one who questioned that the Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan do not hold like the Tosefta is from another case that the Rabbi Elazar said. Elo, the Gemara says, the one who questioned learned from Rabbi Elazar the Daf, from what Rabbi Elazar learned with regards to the Daf of bakers, that's a flat daf, like a platter, which of bakers. The Tanan we learned in a Mishnah in Kalim, Perik Tazvav Mishnah Beis. Over there it says daf shel nachtumim. That's the tray of the bakers. That's the tray that the bakers place their loaves to sell. And it doesn't have a receptacle, a base kibble, and shekavoy bakoisel, that he attached it to the wall. So Rabbi Elazar metayer, Rabbi Elazar says that it's pure, because anything that's connected to the ground has and gets the halacha like the ground, like the karka, and therefore it's toher. And the Chachamim say that it's Tomei, that even after one has installed it and connected it to the wall, it's still not a bottle, not secondary to the karka, and it does receive tum. So from the fact that the Mishnah did not distinguish whether he fixed and he smoothed out this this tray, and then he set it, and whether he set it, and then he straightened it out and made it into a tray, and fixed it up. So that tells us that according to Rabbi Elazar, in both situations, the madaf, this daf, this tray, would be toher because it's connected to the ground. And according to the Rabbanan, the tray would be tomei in both cases, because the connection to the ground does not take away from it the name of the vessel. So if so, the Tosefta before that distinguished between placing the pipe and then you engrave it and make it into a pipe, and then, or the case in which you engraved first the pipe and then once it's become a keli, then you place it into the ground. So mani. So, like, whose view does this follow? Rabbi Elazar, if it goes like Rabbi Elazar, so he should have made the mikveh kosher, afilu chakokoi, even if he first engraved and made it into a pipe, ulebasovkovoi, and then he set it in the ground. Because now that it's connected to the ground, just like Rabbi Elazar says that this daf shel nachtumim, the tray of the bakers, is toher, even in a situation where he fixed it up first and then he set it into the koisel, which means that it got became a keli first. So the fact that he set it into the koisel, it became a bottle to the ground and it no longer is mekabel tuma. But iki rabbonon, if it's like the rabbonon, he should have disqualified the mikveh afilu kavoy, even if he first set up the pipe and connected it, he set up the piece of wood, he sets it up first into the ground, and then he goes and carves it out and makes it into a keli, into a pipe, we should puzzle that too. Just like the Chachamim said that this tray of the bakers, they will be tameh, even if it's a situation that he placed it, he set it up first, into connected it to the wall first, and then at the end he fixed it up and he made it into a madof. In other words, it was never mekabel tuma before connected into the ground, and then to connect it into the wall, and then he goes and fixes it. So since that he holds that the fact that it's connected doesn't mevatel from it the name of a keli. So it comes out from this Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan do not hold like the Tesefta in Mikvois. The Gemara says, no. La'olam, I can tell you that the Tesefta goes like Rabbi Lezer. Like Rabbi Lezer. And according to his opinion, this tzinner, this pipe that you engraved, that chokakoy l'psoif kavoy, that you engraved and then you set it in, does not really become secondary to the karka, and it does not take away the name of the keli that was in it before you placed it in there. And it would disqualify the mikvah. And the fact that we see that Rabbi Lezer says that it's toher by the daf, even if it's a situation that you first fixed it up, the daf, you first made the tray into a keli, and then you connected it to the wall, that's not a proof. Why? Vishani pshute klei eitz, because it's different with the pshute klei eitz. Pshute klei eitz means the halacha of a klei eitz that don't have a receptacle. They're flat. There's nowhere to receive. That over there, the tuma drabonon, the receiving of the tuma, even before you connect it to the wall, is only drabonon. Is only from drabonon. So the tumah that we're dealing over there about the madaf is only the rabbanon. And since the tumah by the wooden tray that doesn't have a receptacle, even while it's detached, is only the rabbanon. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer is mekel. Rabbi Lezer is lenient, and he makes it totally toher after you connect it to the wall, as opposed to the mayim sheuvim, the drawn water, they disqualified the mikvah with gimel lugim min ha-toyrah. So if you had the water go through this pipe, Rabbi Lezer agrees that the tzinner shechokakoy, that a pipe that was first engraved, it was made into a keli, so the halacha of the keli does not leave it even after you place it in the ground. So the Gemara challenges this answer. He says, Miklal, because from this answer that it's only with regards to the daf, the madaf, the tray, which is doesn't have a beis kibul, which the halacha of its tumah is only midrabonon, that's why Rabbi Lezer was mekel, it's mashma, that the she'iva deraisa, that when the water is drawn, that becomes a disqualification of the Torah. That in such a situation in which the pipe leads the drawn water to the mikveh, that the mikveh is pasul min ha-toyrah, and therefore Rabbi Lezer was machmir to pasul it even after you connected it to the ground.